Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We want to talk about airline safety. Dr. Guy Leach is the publisher editor of SA Flyer magazine. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning and nice to be with you.
So there's been a number of mishaps over the last while, and I see that certainly in India there was an article saying 3 in 4 flyers concerned about the safety of airlines. That of course had nothing to do with our local airline industry, but it got us thinking, how are we doing from a maintenance perspective following COVID-19 in terms of our airline industry?
It's an excellent question, because there have been questions raised recently about, for instance, Comair's maintenance problems after they had a number of turnbacks, a number of flights that were cancelled because of maintenance issues. And it's an issue, particularly in terms of maintenance, that keeps popping up. We saw it a few years ago when the Civil Aviation Authority grounded Semair for a whole while, and almost no airline. In fact, it's true to say that in the last 5 years, no airline in South Africa has been immune to these sort of problems. So it's a really fascinating subject, because, you know, when we buy a ticket on an airline, we are placing our hands, our life in the hands of a system that is just as trusting of our lives as if you go under an anesthetic with a doctor. You know, you expect the system to be able to really make sure that only the best standards are applied and that you will survive and, you know, get out alive on the other end. If there are any questions about the quality of either the regulator, who obviously is in charge of setting and maintaining the standards in the industry, or the way they are actually being implemented by the in this case the aviation maintenance organizations or the pilot training bodies and so on, well then people will have a right to be concerned about aviation safety. But the important thing to keep in mind is the balance, but aviation is still what the safest means of travel literally anywhere. I mean, it's safer than a bicycle.
Right.
It's just been such an incredibly safe operation because of the incredible regulatory framework that has been created around it and the standards that are being applied. And let me just assure that all our South African listeners that, in fact, our South African Civil Aviation Authority has actually set very high standards. In fact, it is recognized as a world-class regulator by ICAO, which is the International Civil Aviation Organization, and it consistently awards the South African Civil Aviation Authority around 87% marks, which is a very high rating.
So that is very, very good news, that in general our standard here is incredibly high.
That's a lot of comfort for all of us here. In fact, at times I've actually accused our regulator of being over restrictive or over heavy-handed in terms of its haste to ground airlines for any small infraction. You know, it's done a lot of harm to the industry when airlines do get grounded. Regulators, civil aviation authorities around the world might ground a specific aircraft or even a specific type of aircraft, but never a whole airline. In South Africa, they don't take any chances, and they've been known to ground a whole airline.
Well, isn't that maybe a bit of a problem? I mean, if by grounding Comair in its entirety and not specific airlines, that could conceivably have contributed to the demise of the airline. If there was an alternative, surely that would have been a better option.
100%. You know, at the end of the day, there's very little to differentiate one airline from another. You know, they used to say it's only price and the width of the air hostesses or the cabin crew smiles
right.
that differentiates an airline. Because and people just buy an airline ticket on price. But if you're looking at two prices which are identical, but you've got a little question in the back of your mind about the safety of one particular airline, well, then you're going to choose the other airline. And this is a problem SAA is facing as well. You know, SAA Technical has lost almost all of its key or most of its key staff. It's really experienced people. It has been struggling to provide a good service. It was one of the reasons Comair had those problems, because Comair was being maintained by SAA Technical, and obviously SAA itself is now vulnerable to the same issue. But I think that the key takeaway for a lot of your readers or listeners here is that a lot of people say, or airline people say, that aviation is just non-negotiable. Now, unfortunately, that's just never true. Aviation safety is always a negotiable, but what it needs to be more accurately is just the number one priority. So in other words, you can't put money or cutting corners or expedience before a safety issue.
Absolutely.
And that is the dilemma many airlines are facing right now as they emerge from the COVID pandemic and are really struggling to rebuild their operations. They're finding that they are absolutely cash-strapped and yet are trying to continue to fly. So it requires our regulator, the Civil Aviation Authority, to be super vigilant to make sure that no corners are actually being cut.
Absolutely right, Dr. Guy Leach, publisher and editor of SA Flyer magazine.